The Bush administration wants to change a federal regulation designed to limit environmental damage from a type of coal mining widely practiced in Appalachia. The procedure is called mountaintop removal. The so-called buffer zone rule is supposed to make it harder for mining companies to dump huge amounts of rock and soil into rivers and streams in mountain valleys. The Department of Interior says it's time to update the 26-year-old rule. Environmentalists say the change is the latest in a series of attempts to gut powerful environmental programs. NPR's John Nielsen has the story.
The mountains of Appalachia are the largest single source of coal in the United States. Electric utilities buy gargantuan amounts of this coal, partly because it produces less pollution than other kinds of coal when you burn it. Carol Ralston, a spokesman for the National Mining Association, says the richest of these so-called low-sulfur coal seams are found beneath the ridges of Appalachian mountains.
But when you mine it on the surface, you're going to have leftover dirt and soil, and you have to find a place to put it. And the valleys were the areas that are safest in terms of stabilizing all the dirt and rock so that it won't wash away.
Last May, the Bush administration issued a 5,000-page assessment of the environmental impacts of this kind of mountaintop mining. The report said more than 700 miles of streams in the region had been buried beneath mining wastes in the last 17 years. The assessment also said that rate of destruction is not likely to decrease. But Ralston, of the National Mining Association, says these so-called valley fills have been specifically authorized by Congress as long as they meet engineering and environmental standards set by Congress. She also says the buffer rule threatens all of that by essentially prohibiting the dumping of mining spoils within 100 feet of a stream. And when was the last time anyone in Appalachia saw a valley without a stream in it?
The rule is really antiquated. It was developed in the early 80s before new mining practices such as mountaintop mining were developed.
The Bush administration wants to clarify the buffer rule by adding phrases like, to the extent practicable, to sentences that order the mining companies to protect water quality. Ralston of the National Mining Association thinks that's reasonable. Joan Mulhern of the nonprofit group Earth Justice says it sends the following message out to mining companies and their allies.
Go ahead, fellas, bury the stream. As long as you know that you can convince a state or federal regulator that it's good enough, then we won't worry about the adverse impacts.
Mulhern says the biggest of these mountaintop mining operations can fill dozens of valleys full of rubble, and adds that even bigger ones may be permitted under the changes.
As far as the bigger picture, the Bush administration's environmental policy, sadly this is something that we're seeing across the board, where corporations are getting their way in rewriting decades of longstanding environmental protections that I think all of us have sort of come to take for granted.
By all accounts, the White House is currently attempting to revise an extraordinary number of environmental programs. Most of these revisions are designed to produce more business-friendly regulations. President Bush says these kinds of changes will allow regulated businesses to meet or exceed existing pollution standards more efficiently. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.